This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You have heard by now, I'm sure, about all the companies and all the countries promising they are going to be carbon neutral. 2050 is the most commonly offered date. But there is another environmental promise making its way through the corporate world with an even earlier date. Google and Facebook and Microsoft have all said they are going to be water positive by 2030. BP and Gap and a couple others say they are going to get there too. Might take them a little bit longer. Amanda Shupak wrote about all this for The Guardian, so we called her up to explain what is going on here. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I need a little vocabulary help here. Water positive. What does that mean?
Water positive. So being water positive means putting more water back into the environment where you operate than you take out.
Okay, how does that work? Because, I mean, yes, I know that, you know, all water on the planet today, you know, has been around for so long that it came through the dinosaurs or whatever, but it's not like we're making more water.
Right. So obviously you can't just magically make more water appear. That's not an option. So the actions that are needed to achieve these water positive goals that companies are setting, they typically involve a combination of first water saving strategies and then long-term projects that involve outside ecological or infrastructure experts to increase the health and resilience of the local watershed. And the part about the watershed is really important, and that's because water is a hyper-local issue.
Yeah, say more about that, because that was question number like three or four on my list, right? Carbon emissions are global by their nature, right? They get blown around and this and that. Mm-hmm. Water is water where you are.
Water is water where you are. That's exactly the point. Hyperlocal means that water issues someone faces in one place may be very, very different from their neighbor in another state or even their neighbor on the other side of that mountain ridge over there.
It's almost like that old bumper sticker, right? Think globally, act locally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As one of my sources said to me, using water is fine. The goal is to minimize the negative impact of the water that you use. And water means different things in different places.
Right. So in that spirit, tell me about the PepsiCo plant in Mexico that you talk about in this piece. Because this is, I mean, there's a little bit of greenwashing. There's a little bit of sort of engineering going on here. There's a lot going on.
There is. So the Mexico Valley watershed is in serious trouble. The water table levels are so low that the city is actually sinking. People do not have adequate access to clean water. The infrastructure is in serious disrepair. And then you have companies like PepsiCo and others who have major manufacturing facilities there. And so what Pepsi realized they have to do is, well, something, right? Like this just isn't sustainable.
Right.
They're trucking in water from far away in order to make sodas and snacks, and they can't keep doing that. It's really expensive. And it also is like not a great look, although that's not how they put it to me. What they are doing is first they're finding ways to use less water and then also to treat water on site so that they can reuse water. And then they're even taking some of that reused water and using it somewhere else. So the example I give in the story is they have to clean out the tanks and the pipes when they're switching from like Pepsi to Mountain Dew. And after they clean out those pipes, they can take that water, they can treat it, put it in a truck, go, I think it's 9 or 15 miles across town where they have a factory that makes chips, and they can use that water to clean the potatoes that they cook into the chips.
Which is, on the face of it, great. And if these companies live up to their water-positive promises, that is a net positive for the environment and for humanity in a time when water is only going to get more scarce. But what's the risk, do you imagine, that these water-positive promises and pledges become a little bit like, oh, we're going to be carbon neutral by 2050? And companies and countries are saying that. And there's a very large grain of salt that has to be had with that.
Oh, yeah. The risk is high. That grain of salt is indeed large. I mean, it is a problem that these are voluntary pledges.
Yeah.
And the experts I spoke to said it's very important that we see things like milestones in between now and 2050. I want to see all the numbers in your sustainability reports. All of these things will help keep companies accountable. But at the end of the day, if they miss those goals, all they have to do is shrug.
Right. Amanda Shupak, writing on climate and science and a bunch of stuff most recently in The Guardian. about water positivity. Amanda, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Nice piece.
Thank you so much.